On Saturday, supporters celebrated the opening of the University of Oregon's Black Cultural Center, but one of the former Black Student Task Force members says the university should still do more. KLCC's Elizabeth Gabriel reports.
Please help me applaud the folks as we cut the ribbon for the Lilly Lemon Parker Black Cultural Center.
The creation of the Lilly Reynolds Parker Black Cultural Center is largely due to the efforts of the Black Student Task Force. In November 2015, the organization presented a list of 12 demands to President Michael Schill in order to improve the success of Black students on campus. One of the founding Black Student Task Force members, Deja Curry, says this should only be the beginning.
This building is a keystone in our vision to create a more culturally inclusive campus. And while the BCC is a step in the right direction, it is not our final destination.
All right.
We must continue to hold the administration accountable.
After the ceremony, Curry says the university still needs to meet four of the demands.
Commitment to create a funding, resource and scholarship initiative for Black students. Commit to hiring an African-American advisory retention specialist. Also, commit to immediately keeping and publishing data on efforts to increase Black student acceptance and retention.
When asked about the university's progress on meeting the rest of the demands, President Schill says they have since hired more Black faculty members, including advisors, and are looking into the legality of creating a race-based scholarship. Schill says he wants to make sure Black students are succeeding at the same rate as white students, if not better.
Advisors are really working on that. We've seen increases in retention and graduation rates, but you know, we can do a lot more. And what we want to do is eliminate the gap between, say, Black students and white students in terms of graduation.
Former Black Student Task Force member Deja Curry also noted that their first demand to change the names of the two buildings named after supporters of the Ku Klux Klan has not fully been met. In 2016, Dunn Hall was renamed to Unthank Hall. However, in 2017, Schill formally announced that the university would not rename D.D. Hall, the university's first building, named after one of its founding members. To quote Curry's speech, justice deferred is justice denied.
It makes me feel like this school, they're on the wrong side of history. They had an opportunity to show students that they're invested in our safety, in our well-being, and they missed that. They missed the opportunity.
When asked on Saturday about his decision to keep the name of D.D. Hall, President Schill declined to respond. Elizabeth Gabriel, KLCC News.